For Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, everyone. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama again sought to reassure Americans about the security risk at home after the terror attacks in Paris and San Bernardino, California, which happened earlier this month. Speaking Thursday at the National Counterterrorism Center, Mr. Obama said there are dedicated patriots working around the clock to protect Americans.
One of our greatest weapons against terrorism is our own strength and resilience as a people. Now, that means staying vigilant. If you see something suspicious, say something to law enforcement.
President Obama has ordered investigators to leave no stone unturned as they work to learn how and why the San Bernardino attacks were carried out. And the friend and neighbor who bought the guns for the couple who massacred 14 people in San Bernardino 2 weeks ago was charged Thursday with supporting terrorists, lying about the gun purchase and immigration fraud. Enrique Marquez faces up to 35 years in prison if convicted on all charges. Marcus did legally buy the weapons for U.S. citizen Saeed Farouk and his Pakistani-born wife, Tahsin Malik, used in the California massacre. Investigators determined that he originally purchased the guns to use in a terrorist plot he and Farouk allegedly drew up in 2012. Members of Libya's rival governments have signed a peace deal despite concerns about the legitimacy of the much-disputed pact. The agreement is an attempt to end the instability that has marred Libya since the 2011 ouster of longtime leader Muammar Gaddafi. Remains unclear right now how many people support the agreement and who would be signing it. This is VOA News.